Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, November the 23rd, 2018. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 13 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. As I bring you the awareness of the inevitable crises that are very probable and will overtake America in the future, I would like you to consider other places around the world that will have a less disastrous impact on you and your loved ones. I have some discussion of countries that will serve you well for you to consider. These are places where life will be good when the crisis breaks out in America. Go to my Facebook page and have a look and get prepared. Again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So here is the synopsis of today's show. Well, we're going to start by a very quick discussion about the likelihood of Hillary Clinton running again. I think the chances are 0.00001%, but they are certainly big enough to require a little bit of acknowledgement of the horror of the reality of this eventuality. Then I'm going to talk about more evidence on the war on terror, which is, by the way, nothing but a moneymaker for the merchants of death and the banksters. A short little observation I would like to make there. Then I am going to talk more about suicide. This is turning into a really serious social condition now. As I mentioned before, I did predict this several years ago as part of what the coming downturn would inevitably entail, but I have some more that I need to impart to you today, so we will talk about that. I'm going to talk about how important it is to give yourself some distance and self-perspective about your thoughts and actions which depend on them. Something that I occasionally brush, but I thought I would give you a little bit more insight into my thoughts on that matter. Then I shall talk about the California wildfires. They need not have happened, in a word, but we shall hear about that. More than 1/3 of Americans have pre-diabetes, but 90% of them don't know it. Obviously something that is worth bringing to your attention. Then a little bit about democracy, which actually is a dangerous fantasy, as it turns out. Not at all what the founding fathers had in mind. They had a different form of way in which to lead your political lives. And then a quick comment about Trump's visit to France for the armistice celebrations. And then finally, a few other ideas on my series dealing with happiness. There's a lot to be said, and I'm glad to be the one to bring it to you, because it's not the kind of thing Americans are treated to. It is definitely supposed that Americans are automatically happy because they're Americans. Not quite the case, ladies and gentlemen. So, for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, I will gladly email you independently 3 free shows so that you may sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. Just send me an email and in the subject line write sample shows. And I hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become paying patrons and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times that you're living in. You may feel free to select any 3 shows, but I highly recommend the most recent 3 shows, because that will give you more of an insight into the reality of what's going on and the way in which I deal with it. So, with that, let me quickly give you my information, and then I shall sign off for the weekend. My email address, which you already have on the Podbean page, is rwlmartin1@aol.com. I have a Facebook and a Twitter page. My Facebook has some comments which are a little bit too short for inclusion in the show itself, but too long for a Twitter entry. So I have a Twitter entry for those who are looking for the short, pithy comments that I come up with from time to time. My Facebook address is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. That's all one word, all lowercase, and no punctuation. Again, that's Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. My Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. Again, all lowercase, no punctuation, and all one word. And so with that, I wish you all a wonderful weekend. I'll be back on Monday. Until then, this is Richard Martin saying bye-bye for now.